Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Two, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, Elvis, start it.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Yeah.
Rolling. Eat that swollen colon.
What? We have a special guest.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes.
We do have a special guest. He doesn't want to be here. This is Brandon.
Yay!
Oh. Come on.
How are you?
Introduce everyone to Brandon.
Oh, everyone, this is Brandon.
Hi,
I'm
Brandon.
Not sure if you've met my boyfriend before. Brandon, everyone.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello.
Poor Brandon. He's mortified.
So
right
what
now.
What a full house we have. We have Scary and Gandhi and Brandon and Brody and Garrett and Scotty B's back there. And here's Danielle. And here's Straight Nate.
You know the thing I love about Brandon? You know,
well, they say, I'm sure there's a million.
There's a gajillion things. Okay. But he legitimately doesn't want to be a star. Like, I know some of our significant others are like, oh, hey, anytime you want to post me, that'd be great. He's like, no, just leave me out of this. I don't want to be a part of it. That's your thing.
Is it your thing?
I love that.
It's kind of my thing. Absolutely.
He actually wants to be pixelated. He wants to be pixelated for this podcast.
Yes, blur him out. So all his other girlfriends don't see that he's here.
Oh, wow. We're going down that road.
By the way,
Coaster Boy Josh was approaching to come aboard and say something, and he saw us.
Oh, but he's coming to say hi to Brandon.
And then he left. I think
he only cares about Brandon. He does not care about the rest of us.
Coaster Boy Josh has something to say. Anyway, you know, Coaster Boy Josh and I have a date tonight.
You do?
We're going to Emmett's for some pizza.
Does that mean I'm getting pizza tomorrow?
If we don't eat it all.
But
we're going very late. Very late.
I think one extra pie should make its way
there
here tomorrow.
There he is, Coaster Boy Josh,
hey!
Everyone.
Hey,
what's up, buddy? Oh, that's a close-up right there.
Yeah, wow.
So you look like you had a mission. You're coming in to tell us something.
Oh, yeah. I wanted... Do you really want to hear?
Do I?
The E40, Nope, Yep.
I love that song.
It's in the new... Nope trailer. So like you guys should use that for a game or something.
We should. Okay.
It was a kind of an off the air discussion, but
we should play that song. We should play that song unedited on our show.
Yeah, we should.
Yep.
Have you ever heard Nope?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I guess do a search on that if you don't know what the hell we're talking about. All right, Coaster Boy Josh, everyone.
Yes, Josh.
He and I have a late night date at Emmett's for some pizza.
Yeah.
Late night, like 11 o'clock.
Do you want to know something about that date?
What about it?
You actually invited Brandon and I to go on that date with you guys, and I told him he doesn't mean that. He's not.
I do. Oh, no. We'll have lunch and dinner together. We'll
No. We're just going to do lunch. You guys do your
dinner. Why so late, though? 11 o'clock.
Because it's going to be late.
That's awesome.
Anyway, pizza. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Based on the way we're sitting, and I'm not 100% sure about Nate, but three of you on that side of the table, Skiri, Elvis, Danielle, your significant others like being part of the mayhem and the social media and all that. And I think the people on this side have significant others that don't. So I just, based on how we're sitting. So I was just wondering when, like, Gandhi and Brandon, my wife and Garrett's wife really don't, like, participate in
Daniel's husband loves to be on.
Yeah. Daniel's husband loves it. Skiri's girlfriend
doesn't mind it.
Alex is a star in his own right.
Yeah.
When I first started dating Alex, I would talk about him, and he was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he hated it.
Because I'd say, last night, Alex farted on me and gave me a Dutch oven. And then he went to the zoo where he works, like, you farted on Elvis last night. He's like, shut up!
Now he calls in with segments.
Now he has ideas for the show.
But I tell you, the most effective in social media, as far as partners go, Sheldon.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
He sells real estate.
He does. He's very good. He's very good with the social media.
He feeds squirrels.
He will tell me that I know how to make you funny, honey. This is what we do. Not in a bad way.
Let him think that.
He always says that I'm the fun, he's the funny. And so we have this argument all the time because I say, no, I'm funny too.
Reminds him what he was doing when you guys met.
Yes.
You built him up.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Where's Diamond?
But he has a really good following on social media doing his own thing.
I love his social media. So, yeah.
Let's have the funny versus funny
conversation-ish.
Fun versus funny conversation.
Okay.
Because we were talking about Diamond earlier, and Gandhi, of course, the shit stirrer in the room. So, do you find Diamond funny or fun?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't. Who are you yelling at?
Diamond.
Where is she?
I don't know. She's on the phone. They want you.
She's also on the toilet.
Poop o'clock.
Is she pooping?
Is it poop o'clock?
It is.
But anyway, Gandhi's point is she's not funny, but she's fun. No, she's not fun, but she's funny.
Right.
She's not fun?
Have you guys spent long amounts of time with Diamond?
You're not fun or funny.
You just don't like her.
No, Diamond. I love Diamond. She's one of my favorite people. I love spending time with her. We spend a lot of time together. But
all days my hair is not pulled up. Y'all want me on the camera.
See? Not fun.
Is it poop o'clock?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, but you know, the running kind of
Oh my god.
See, now that's funny.
More descriptive words.
Or is that something a fun person would say?
I don't think I'm fun. I think I'm fun. I don't want to toot my own horn toodaloo. You know what I mean? But like,
I think you're very fun.
I don't know. I stay at home. I'm in the bed all the time. I don't think that's fun.
She's very risk averse. She doesn't like it. She doesn't want to jump out of planes. She doesn't want to encounter an animal she's never seen. She doesn't like to do like new things. That's the only reason I would say she's funny, not fun. But she's not going to get you in any shit.
Say that out loud? You don't think I'm fun? You just said I was fun outside.
I lied to you outside.
No, she said you're funny, not fun.
Is funny fun a prerequisite of being funny, though?
No.
And when I watch you on social media and the things you do with your family and your dad and everything, you guys always look like you're having a lot of fun.
But there's no funny, is what Gandhi's saying.
No, I think she's funny.
I don't think she's fun.
She doesn't like to do fun stuff. She's risk averse.
Are we keeping you? You're looking at your clock.
No. I'm just,
she's gotta go.
I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. I'm sweaty. It's hot.
Look how she's standing.
Turtling.
I'm standing? Who just said that? I'm standing.
I just looked how you're standing.
You gotta go. What are you doing over here, by the way?
Because she's using my mic and whatever. So, COVID's easier than
you got COVID.
So, 2 weeks ago. So, Diane said something to me one time. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. She goes, I got to go step on my big toe. I go, what does that mean? She goes, I got to go take a poop.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Step on my big toe.
Yeah. I mean, that is like...
Is that really funny?
What's that mean?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, she's just repeating a
phrase.
I think it's fun, not fun.
Yeah,
she's sweating. She's touching cloth. Let her go.
All right, go. Okay, can we stop talking about fecal matter for just a moment? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't bring
Thank you, Diamond.
Hi, Diamond. I love you.
I would like... What are you and Brandon doing today? Yesterday was sweating balls at Central Park.
Yes, we were sweating balls at Central Park. We actually have to swing by some Indian places because somebody needs an outfit for my sister's wedding.
Oh, nice. That's so cool.
We're going to lunch with you. Then we're doing things I'm not allowed to talk about because they're not legal things.
Oh. Oh, wait. Are you guys going to buy the knockoff shoes today?
I might be home.
That's illegal.
I heard that they're there. I just want to show him. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, we would never.
Yeah, Chinatown.
No, she's not going to buy. She just wants to look.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
She's not going to buy. She just wants to look. They're just merely going to show him that they're there.
Chinatown, more than ever in all my history in New York City, is just bulging with knockoffs.
Let me just tell you, they wear the knockoffs now from their wrist all the way up to the shoulder.
Yeah.
The bags are just hanging, and no one says a word.
Nobody says anything.
They just pull out the paperwork, and they're like, which one you want? I mean, it's really insane.
Do you remember the time that they shoved you into... They knew a raid was coming, so they shoved Danielle into this strange, dark, old building, and they closed the door and locked her in the dark?
No. I was with my mom. I was with Sheldon and his mother. From England, and we wanted a knockoff just, you know, for an experience. And we, that's, follow us. And then they're like, get in here. But then as soon as you got in here, it was like, oh, all these bags were hanging in wallets. And you know, Bolex watches. I mean, it was
some of the places, have you seen them that have the revolving walls?
Yes.
Where the walls have the bags and they spin them and they're blank.
Yep.
Oh my! Is that like from Young Frankenstein? Yeah. Put the candle back.
Yeah.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
I guess not. It's an old song.
Hey,
old
you remember movie. When the everybody in Chinatown would come around with like books of DVDs and sell you the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know they're not selling DVDs anymore. So like at some point, do they sell login codes for streaming services? Because like nobody buys the DVDs.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But that was a huge industry.
You don't need Chinatown for that. I'll give you mine.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Oh, we were so excited when Titanic was about to be released. We were in Chinatown. They said, we've got Titanic. We got the DVD. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So I went home and played it, and it was like someone sitting in a theater at a premiere. And like people were getting up in the middle of the movie.
You
like,
saw heads.
And you hear the person eating their popcorn.
Yeah, I never bought another one from Chinatown ever again.
To their friends.
Nope.
By the way, the person that I just called and was like, come back, come back. I thought it was Diamond. Not. It was the Uber driver who dropped Brandon.
Oh, no.
So that poor guy is probably like, what?
Wait, is his Uber driver coming back?
No. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
So what? Did you forget something? What? I'm like, come back, come back. Click.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to issue an apology really quickly.
How many apologies do you
want to issue? Just one. That's all I deserve to give. Froggy, I apologize to you.
Right. Why?
Because costed is apparently a word.
It is.
Wow.
No.
Why should I apologize?
Yeah. It is a word.
All right, Frog.
Costed is the past tense, and cost and costed are both correct usages.
I did not know.
Did not know.
Wait a minute, does it have a different definition?
No. It says it is the past tense of the verb cost.
Our apologies to you, Froggy.
Wow. Sorry,
we were very wrong to try to...
Wait, I apologize, too. I jumped all over
Did
you.
They add that to the dictionary, like ain't and ginormous?
No,
like, was that a word that was so commonly used?
And what kind of wonky dictionary did you check in?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it could be old, so old we don't use it anymore. Yeah, costed maybe. Could have been the way they spoke back in the day where I was a kid. And you
it, says some verbs, it says some verbs sometimes. Stay the same in their past tense and past participle form. They're called irregular verbs.
I didn't mean to make you sound like a dumbass.
Cost is not one of them. Costed can use cost or costed. Both are correct.
But you do agree when you said costed.
It does sound, it sounds
it
off.
Acceptable.
It sounds off. It does.
And there are certain words that just shouldn't exist. Like fishes, that sounds weird.
Fishes is fine.
I know it's fine. But like shrimps, I know it's fine. It sounds weird.
Oh my gosh. You remember our friend David Katz, who's now happily married for years? He was dating this woman who he really liked.
He felt she was perfect and the one.
She said shrimps and he broke up with her.
Well, that's a little drastic.
Yeah, but he could not handle it. Remember, he could not handle
see,
it.
Now,
and she said shrimps.
I don't
it's
like
correct.
I don't like fishes in the term of like plural fish. But if you say like, yeah, that guy fishes, how else would you say?
Yeah, but that's different.
But if you have a bunch of perch and a bunch of cod and a bunch of catfish, those are different fishes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Fish is the verb is different from fish.
Sleeps feet. With the fishes.
Yeah.
What dumb reason did you break up with someone? Over shrimps?
Somebody broke up with me because my zodiac sign.
Really?
We were on a first date and she started chit-chatting about this and that.
What?
Bullshit. That's all made up. I agree with Elvis on this.
Don't
Whatever.
Ask me about the guy with the weird vein.
Where was the vein?
What? Oh, I don't want to know.
Was it a visible vein?
Was it on above his testicles?
It was on his chest.
Oh.
Someone broke up with me because she got a new boyfriend.
I had a girl break up with me because I had another girlfriend. I mean, why? I mean, really?
Oh, Scary, what did you have for dinner last night? Your breath is fucking kicking, man.
Oh, pesto. I had this basil pesto.
Okay. Go.
By the way, when he says you have bad breath, though, you don't want to say basil three times. And
I've
pesto.
I've been wanting this cucumber this entire. Can I take this home with me?
Yes, please.
Can I eat God, man.
You can do whatever you want with that cucumber.
Oh, tomorrow. Scary, what is your breath? Oh, it's cucumber.
I'm a big fan.
I didn't break up with somebody, but I went on a date with somebody and then never went on a date with him again because he said there's absolutely no way that alien life exists. And I thought it was the dumbest thing that he ever could have said in the world.
What a closed-minded person.
Thank you. So I said nope to that. And then you know how I feel about vanilla ice cream.
Some people need proof at all times.
Yeah.
I broke up with someone because we think his father killed somebody in the family.
That's not a dumb reason.
I guess it's not a dumb reason.
Well, it was his father. He didn't kill someone.
Well, yeah, but my mom said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And so I said, all right, Mom, maybe in this case you're right. I wasn't sure, though.
Oh, he didn't Brandon. You stop dating somebody because she had a webbed toe or something?
Yeah.
But what a great swimmer.
Yeah, that's what I said. Isn't she a good swimmer?
It's really, really extremely funny to look at, but yeah, I couldn't take it too long.
Oh, he kept saying, put the sock back on.
You had a timer on that one. Yeah. It's okay, gotta go.
So he saw it at the pool one day and was like, what?
I'm really into sex with sneakers on. Let's try that.
Yeah. How are we doing on time, Frog?
You got a minute left.
Can I ask a word?
Yeah.
What?
Is it legal yet to say broadcasted? Because the past tense, everybody says, oh, that was broadcast in 1975. You're not supposed to say broadcasted, but everybody says broadcasted.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
I feel like if costed is allowed, we should say broadcasted.
I don't know.
Okay. Do we all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Yeah, thank you.
Why are you saying aye? We have no power over this. Anyway, let's get out of here. Brandon, welcome to New York. Is that the scariest cucumber?
The cucumber was like very close to scary.
Well, if you're taking it home tonight, I'm taking it home tomorrow.
Sloppy seconds.
It's like the class cucumber. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.